Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Hear the gospel reading for today. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee and proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brothers, who were in their boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. Today's gospel reading follows right after a messy situation that had gotten John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, arrested and eventually martyred at the hands of a tyrannical king. The gospel reading is also a turning point, a place marked in time and space, the right time, where a new king and a new kingdom, not of the world, but of eternity, would rule. On the heels of the arrest, the narrative immediately moves to Jesus proclaiming that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. What time was fulfilled? I'm not very good at keeping track of time or details or calendars, but I don't believe that's what Christ was looking at in this statement. The time he was referring to is called Kairos, time measured according to God's providence. According to chronological standards, the Roman Empire occupied the land of Israel and cruelly ruled over its people. Jesus was drawing his disciples' attention away from the chronological circumstances into Kairos, into the kingdom of God, outside of time. Jesus' proclamation of God's kingdom sounded nothing like their reality, but all who followed him began to see the possibilities of peace and contentment, forgiveness and healing, hope and mercy, salvation. The gospel reading includes a detail that is a very Kronos thing to do. He saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. Mending nets calls to mind the stuff of our ordinary and often disappointing human experience, as Eugene Peterson has written before. He goes on to say that God uses that stuff to create and save and give hope. Nothing is unusable by God. The Lord uses everything and everybody as material for his work, which is the remaking of the mess we have made of our lives. I like that. Just as Peter and Andrew and James and John lived in an appointed time and place doing the stuff of the ordinary day-to-day life, Jesus comes to us with the same proclamation. The time is fulfilled. Sooner or later, we all become dissatisfied with an ordinary that is not united with God's extraordinary kingdom. Fulton Sheen wrote that all the human satisfaction of the cravings of the body and soul have one defect: they do not satisfy forever. We restrict ourselves to ways and means that will never completely satisfy. Jesus knows that. and he desires to withdraw us from the corruptible, the dissatisfying stuff of life, to the necessary, the one thing that he would later say to Martha, the abundant life where worth and success are not measured by clocks, calendars, and expectations. In telling the fledgling disciples to leave everything that is under their control, for he would make them fishers of men, evokes the kingdom of God's law to love him with all our heart, mind, body, and strength, and to love others as we love ourselves. It's the abandoning of our self-control and our notions of satisfaction that draws us into the counterintuitive practice of detachment from all the things to follow Jesus, our Savior, into our kairos life. Jesus calls his disciples to repent and believe in the gospel. Changing our minds about how we live in Chronos time requires the power of the Holy Spirit rearranging our mindset. Oh, and I know it, don't you? Perhaps you struggle sometimes, like I do, to see the draw of following Christ as satisfying. Perhaps you enjoy mending nets far too much to think about the good Jesus has in store for you. Perhaps you don't see the need of repenting of anything. Or perhaps your eyes are fixed on what is happening around you in society, in Chronos, and you are cause to fear. Maybe the thoughts about the trajectory of our government and the mess that it is in, it messes with your understanding and your faith in the Lord's providence that he has it all taken care of. Perhaps the lackluster mending of nets causes you to doubt the Lord's presence to you in your everyday, ordinary life. Perhaps you haven't repented of your emotions, and you can't see how Jesus can satisfy you. Jesus comes to each of us in the time and space we are in, and he asks us to follow him. Period. The way we follow him makes all the difference. Whether we are satisfied with life or dissatisfied with life, Jesus aims to lead us to the kingdom of God, where satisfaction, joy, and fulfillment are out of this world. Oh, Jesus, you know us. Lord, you've created us the way we're created. You know how taken up we can be by what is happening around us, whether we enjoy it so much that we ignore you, or whether we fear it so much that we doubt you. Lord, would you draw us into your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven? We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.